We've gathered to share an old story, familiar and dearly loved. Yet somehow every year the wonder of it all becomes new once more. Our hearts are stirred to celebrate, to sing, to repeat the sounding joy. We find ourselves wanting to say to all who will listen, pay attention, there's something in the air. It's both a whisper of the past and a song of hope for eternity. Bethlehem lay in darkness that night so long ago. The shepherds out on the hills had settled in, and all was quiet except for the crackling of the dying embers of a campfire and the rustling of a few restless lambs. But heaven had a surprise in store. Midnight turned bright with the glory of angelic hosts sharing good news of great joy, a love song that fell across the hillside like a blanket of peace, a love song the shepherds would hear for the rest of their lives. Thank you. No room for heaven's amazing gift of love. No room for the long-awaited Messiah. No room only for the hope of salvation. No room. Time and again, these two simple words stir our hearts, and we vow to make sure it never happens to us. Our prayer becomes, Father, don't let me fill Christmas with anything but Jesus and who he is and the reason that he came and why he did. Did the Bethlehem night, the shepherds on the hills, the songs of the heavenly host, and the scene of a baby asleep in a manger. When did it become the narrative we cherish today? Mary had stored all these memories in her heart for so long, and Luke must have listened in wonder as she recounted in every detail. But they couldn't have imagined how every word would lead us back to the manger each year to fall in worship. John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory. Glory is the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is Jesus, the Savior the shepherds worshiped when they found Him in a manger, and He is the one we worship today." Noel. It's an ancient word that is synonymous with Christmas. It signifies the Savior's birth. It implies a shout of joy and a song of praise. It calls us to return to the manger to behold the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us.
Loving Kone, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on blended knee, the Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, He shall reign forevermore. God and Son of Man, there before the world began. Born to suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting shall reign
Noel. Hear it today. Noel, our Savior and Lord, has been born. In a distant land, men who had devoted their lives to study and learning saw the new star God had prepared to celebrate the incarnation of His Son. They interpreted the sign in the sky just as the Almighty had intended, as the birth of a king who should be honored. And so they came to give Him costly gifts befitting royalty, but nothing could have truly prepared them for a king like Jesus. Luke 2:17 and 18 says, "After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angels had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said unto them. And just like those shepherds, once we find Jesus, once we understand the incredible gift we've been given, we can't keep it to ourselves. It is the good news we have to share. It's Christmas, and Jesus has come."
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We had planned to do a play with this, and so we didn't have a narrator because we had all these plans for this play, got everything out, and love her heart, we had one of the main characters in our play, her mother in California was having some serious health issues, and she had to fly out there. So I'm just so proud of these people, and for Tom for stepping in to be our narrator. All at the last minute, I mean within the last week. And didn't they do a wonderful job? We thank Susan, Russ Daniels, Clayton, Michelle's been here nonstop with us. There are so many people that it takes to be a part of all of this. And it just is truly humbling to me, and I love doing it, and I'm so proud of the job that they did. Thank you for your attendance. Rob? No, he's here somewhere. I saw him come in. Anything you would like to say? We will be serving food. It will take us a few minutes to push the chairs out and get the tables out, but hang in there. Food is coming.
That's incentive. Great job, people. Great job. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Listen to the Spirit of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word came in flesh. Lord, thank you for sending the Lord Jesus into the world, who came out of eternity past, spoke the world into existence and created us creatures, and then himself became a creature, took on a body like we have, did not give up his deity, but added to his deity humanity, so that he might suffer for us and serve us and give us eternal life. For everyone here, Lord, who does not know Jesus, has not trusted Jesus for the gift of eternal life, I pray, Father, that you will give them faith as a gift. And Lord, a simple childlike faith, not conjured up faith, just a faith that reaches out the hand and takes the gift. I pray, Lord, that you will give such grace to anyone who doesn't know Jesus tonight. And this will be the best Christmas they ever had. I pray, Father, with thanksgiving tonight for our little band of churches. And we come together, Lord, in one voice, with one Lord, one family. Thank you, Lord, for the food that we're going to partake tonight. Thank you for the many graces that you give to us. For those who gave so much, gave the gift of labor to make this a special evening. So, Lord, may you continue to bless. May the Lord Jesus shine bright in our churches. In his name we pray. Amen.